Hi, Neil. I think everyone is aware of, you know, what you would have thought of that game. What's your take now after that?
Can't dress it up. My team, my result. I'll accept that. I'll take it. Sorry to everybody. Sorry is a word that's thrown around everywhere, but I'll apologise and I'll accept it. I'm going to went out to dry. On radio, what I will say, going to Darlington next week, I am not afraid to put the under-21s in. I'm not afraid. And unfortunately, I've said to the lads that if that's what it means to... I didn't know to cry or flip. I didn't know what to do.
I mean, we mentioned that.
I could have burst into tears. I can't, Ben.
It was the
it's going to kill me.
The fans' response there at the end from that section there near Samari and the main stand paddock. You know, there's players skulking off, and you were like, "Get back here!"
I made them stay out.
I mean, what kind of reaction do you hope to get next week now? Because surely that is rock bottom.
I'm not going to get a reaction out of 34% of them because they're not going to be here. You know, they've missed the transfer deadline day as well. It's not like, I'm not going to dress it up. I'm not going to start naming names, berating. Now that I can't. It's all alien to me. You know, the players have got a WhatsApp group, and yesterday they're talking about money, etc. They're not talking about football. They're talking about, you know, I find out everything. And I just said to the lad, got in the car this morning. I said to Potts, "What's on the WhatsApp group in terms of the game? Any camaraderie? Nothing. Nothing. It's a conversation that the club haven't paid him for York or something. What a load of nonsense! Because the game was called off and they thought it was a week short. And that drives people, money. And I said to Adrian before the game, I said, I know exactly what went on yesterday. And I said, watch this mental spillover onto the pitch today. But if that's it, if that's them wearing this shirt, this, and it is a special club and one of the biggest clubs in non-league football, if that's it, then I'm sorry, I'm not going to have that. Because I'm not going to flipping put myself in an early grave for it. But neither am I going to walk away from it and say that I'm going to accept it. I've signed 6, 7, 8 of them lads out there, and I just said to him, I don't know you personally. You know, my teams that I know, they're built on trust, and you know, and I surround myself with lads that I can trust, like Michael Potts, etc. There's no trust. I can't go and go. There you go, lads. 4-0 at home to Nuneaton. Credit Nuneaton. You know, well done, Nuneaton. And I'll take the blame, and I'll take, you know, all the criticism that comes my way. That's absolutely fine.
I mean, you can take the blame if you want, Neil, but ultimately you came up here on Tuesday night. You gave you wanted a response from your team. You gave an unusual interview. Mm. I've known you for a number of years now. An unusual interview where you went for them and you went, you sort this out, give your head a wobble, sort it out. That makes it equally more disappointing, the level of performance there. I mean, we were trying to pick out a player, and we could only pick out one and a half.
Well,
maybe.
One and a half, yeah.
Mohamed, certainly. Yeah. Maybe O'Halloran at a push. But everyone else, it's been a bit of a letdown, to say the least.
That must make it
really, really disappointing.
It's hard when you're fans and you don't know what's going on behind the scenes, i.e. the conversations yesterday about money-driving players or players coming up to me going, can I go on trial next week at a club, or, you know, I want to put myself, my agent wants me to do that. Well, I won't swear on radio, but go on because I'll find, you know, it's unusual to me, this. It's just unusual, and, you know, if that's the response after Tuesday night, and that's the response, and, you know, we just shake hands and we go our separate ways and we say thanks very much. But trust me, you know, your reputation goes a long way for me, and when people start asking me what X, Y and Z's like, I'll just be brutally honest, and it's not, I've never capitulated on a pitch.
I'll tell you what, Neil, if the players are talking about money, what you should say basically back to them and say, right, well, I'll pay you what you're worth, because we've just seen it there.
I've said it, and
you not know, worth paying in pennies,
you know,
their effort,
and that's it. You know, we can't. I'll just tell the truth as it is. Like I said right at the beginning of the interview, I'll accept it. I'm the manager of the football team. I'm down there. I genuinely believe that our time we can come back and win 3-2, and we set ourselves up. We did before the game. But if I'm talking in a different language, if lads aren't retaining information, if they don't want to accept, if they don't want to play for the club, then, you know, off you go. Because I want to manage the club, and I want to. If we've got to go backwards to come forward, I'll promise that will happen, because there'll be lads here that do want to play for the club and do want to play for the shirt.
The under-21s are quite good.
Absolutely.
I believe.
But I've got no fear now. I've got no fear whatsoever, because, you know, I just haven't. And I'm not saying that the whole 21s are going to go to Darlington next week, but I can't for my own sanity take some of them players to Darlington next week. That's the guarantee that I can't do. And you know, apart from that, it's just a big apology to everybody. And you know,
but we were talking about what the positives out of this game, and the positives were the last 90 seconds or so on the pitch there, and that ovation the fans were giving you. That must you must. This isn't a question, but you must take that into close season and beyond.
This is the club. This is their club. You know, I hear the songs about the building the club, and this is their club. And they want the least that the supporters expect is for lads to run around and put a shirt. And I know it is. It's to play for the badge. I hear the songs, play for the badge. I can't watch people not playing for the badge. And you know, when people trying to let you use the word skulk off, you know, it's okay just to go and clap and then we'll walk off and get on with our merry way. No, you won't. You're staying outside because they've put the gate receipt money, probably the bar receipt money behind here as well. They're cheering you on. They're doing everything. You can watch them. You can watch them. You can clap them. You can see them for the last time, for as well I'm concerned. You know, that's what it is. And I said to the last words in there, I'll go and do the radio and I'll try and be positive and optimistic. And five games to go and, you know, 6 points behind, it's still on. But I can't, you know. And that what I've just said at the end is... It was special, and I'll remember that. And you know, it's what it is. It sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work at football clubs. And you know, I don't think my record's been good enough here, but it will work here. I'll make sure that we get the right lads here. Sometimes lads don't fit in at certain football clubs, and you know, you've seen with my substitutions today. I'm not watching people just labour around the football pitch. It's not where I come from. I'm sorry, it's not where I come from.
Roy, closing thoughts to you, I think.
Well, I just feel that you know, the minimum requirement is 100% effort. And there wasn't anybody you could really say give 100%. Mohamed possibly got near to it, you know, in his attitude and his application. And like I've said previously, coaches and managers do not select teams to go out and lose. They put them out and they put a little bit of trust in, like Neil said, in their abilities to go out and perform to the top levels that they are capable of. They might not be good enough on the day to match a good footballing team, but their effort should always hit the 100% mark, always, because that's nothing to do with skills and abilities. That's to do with your heart, your pride, your own self-pride, and your willingness to run through a brick wall for the person you're representing as well as the club. Because these players, a lot of them come because of the manager. That's what happens. Players will go, and he needs to fish out the ones which he has. He's got an idea, you know, which ones he wants and which ones he doesn't want. And once bitten, twice shy, you won't get caught in the same way, in the same manner, again, with the same tricks.
Neil, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Well done,
Neil. See you, Darlington.
You certainly will, yeah. Cheers.
Thanks, Neil.